with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from Orange is the New Black, actress and singer Jackie Cruz. Welcome back, Jackie.
Hi, thank you.
Always good to see you. So when you were last here, season 6, I believe, had just dropped. Now season 7 just wrapped filming. What can you tease us about with Flaca?
Oh, I'm in prison, and
so things can be better.
I don't know if it's gonna be satisfactory, but because, like I said, it's prison.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about this season. I felt like the acting didn't stop after the cameras, stopped.
Nice.
Because it was just a lot of motion.
Right. What was the vibe on set during that time and when you finally wrapped?
It was quiet, to be honest with you. Hmm. It was like when nothing, when we weren't, filming, everybody was just quiet. A lot of hugs, a lot of kisses, a lot of tears. But yeah.
Well, history was made too. I believe it is the longest running original series on Netflix. That's something to be said.
I feel like the godmother, of Netflix.
Right?
We're all the godmother of Netflix. Like, I feel like we started it,
Yeah.
And I hope that Netflix continues to do more shows like Orange, because we're still one of a kind.
Yeah, definitely. Who are you closest to?
Oh, I mean, things change throughout the years.
Right.
But
just like in real life.
Yeah. Listen, let's see, the closest to this season or just in...
Like, who are you going to remain in contact with
what?
The most?
I got really, really, close to Dasha Polanco. And Diane is still a good friend of mine, but,
yeah.
Things, people move and things
sure.
happen or whatever.
Right.
But we're still close. But Dasha and I have this, newfound friendship that it's, she calls me, how was your day? And things like, I'm like, what? Are we best friends now? So yeah, so Dasha, definitely I got super close at the end of the season.
Cool, good to hear.
Yeah.
Also in the works for you, Far Away Eyes with Christina Ricci. What can you tell us about that?
Oh my goodness, that was so long ago. It's just a scene, but it's so dope. It's just about being in limbo and this guy meeting women after he dies and he has to fall in love to go to heaven or whatever. So
that's a fun premise.
I haven't found love yet, so
yeah.
I'm at the bar. And I'm one of the girls that he first meets after he dies.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
and I'm
cute.
You know what? I'm not wasting my time with you.
Right.
So.
Yeah, peace out.
Yeah.
You're also going to be in this new Lucy Hale movie, A Nice Girl Like You.
Yeah.
And this was based on a big book, right?
A book called Pornology. And it's pretty much about this girl who finds her boyfriend, doing things.
That he
watching
shouldn't
porn.
Be doing? Oh, okay, got it.
I mean, guys do that, obviously, so I'm the character that's okay, that's normal.
Huh.
So she's just this good girl, and she's trying to find her sexuality and doing going to strip clubs, and we learn how to do a lot of funny things. And Mindy is my best friend, from Facts of Life.
Yeah.
Do you remember? She played Natalie.
Yeah.
So me and her had this crazy connection, and Lucy was there, and it was wow, it was just a random,
so
like,
random.
Cast.
Yeah.
But it was really amazing because the chemistry was just there.
Right on.
Yeah, it was just random,
yeah.
But it was beautiful. Yeah.
So let's talk some music. When you were last here, we talked about the car accident that nearly killed you, and now you've written about it.
Yes.
Melly 16.
Yeah.
Was it a difficult song to write? Because
of course. It took me the whole 15 years to write it. So after my accident, it was kind of hard going back and talking about it, but even though music did save me. But Melly was just a little girl that I met in the hospital. She was 10 years old. She also had brain surgery, and I wanted to die at the time because I moved to Hollywood. Actually, I would come to Universal and hang out and have these dreams when I was 15, and to come back is kind of crazy and to be talking to you. But it just feels like this girl, I don't know, she had this strength in her that she saw in me, I don't know. And she's quadriplegic and she'll never walk again, and she told me I was beautiful when I was not, and she told me not to worry about that beauty comes from within. And a 10-year-old talking to a 16-year-old, but she definitely changed my mind and made me want to live again.
Yeah.
So I dedicated the song to her.
Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah, it's pretty deep, but
poignant, and inspiring at the same time.
Yeah, I try not to I audition for victim roles every day. So I try not to be a victim in my real life. But
Good for you.
People told me that it's inspiring. So I love to share it now. And hopefully Melly will inspire someone else, because that woman is so beautiful. And if you're listening, I love you.
And your sound is kind of like an Alicia Keys sort of vibe. Ooh, right? Is
that thank you.
How would you describe it? And who would you say is like your biggest influences?
Listen, I have so many. I'm from the Dominican Republic, so I listen to all types of music. You know, Julio Iglesias, from Celia Cruz to Tracy Chapman to Amy Winehouse to Billie Holiday. You know, I love the Doors. Like, I just don't want to stereotype my music, kind of like I don't want to stereotype myself as an actress. So I could sing rock, I could sing folky music, you know, I could sing
salsa. You can appreciate
salsa,
all of it.
You know?
Okay. Muy bien.
Yo canto de todo. Entonces viene del corazón, and that's the most important thing. And shoot, like, I lived a long life in a short little time, so I have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, all right. And is this part of an entire album, possibly?
Yes.
You're just dropping singles?
No,
or?
I'm dropping singles at the moment, yes, but my huge album that it, you know, its debut, it's something I've been working with my whole life, is called Hija de Chavez. Because my real last name is Jackie Chavez, and my father wasn't really around and didn't really believe in what I wanted to do in life. So I said, you know what? I wanted to find this persona that I created on my own. So.
And did the Cruz come from a stepdad or just something?
No, you know what? There's De La Cruz in my family, and there's Hernandez. There's all types of last names, but yeah. I just picked that because it was already famous. And, you know, Hollywood, you got to play the game.
Sounds good, too. Jackie Cruz.
Right? It's quick.
It's quick. And I hear you're a big Game of Thrones fan.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Please don't tell me anything. I heard
you
not to go in your Twitter.
You didn't see the episode last night?
No. Don't
okay,
tell
you're behind.
Me anything.
What was so important in your life that you missed it?
I'm filming a movie.
She had a long day.
Called
work.
Rosa, and okay. I get to play the lead for one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it's a short, but being produced by Tribeca Film Festival and
Congrats.
Chanel, honey.
Excuse
so
me.
I was like, okay, and I get to play Rosa, and she's like really dope.
So long work hours.
Yeah, I've been working like 12-hour days. Like, I haven't had a day off, but I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so the DVR is going to be working overtime.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Okay, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Yes.
Okay? Song that you can't get out of your head at the moment.
Oh, my God. Is it crazy? I don't want to be selfish, but it's my own song because I'm performing it at the American Icon Awards.
No, hey, so that's an honest, good answer.
Yeah. Melly 16, I'm sorry.
Love it.
Narcissistic.
Not at all. Last show you binge watched.
Oh my goodness. Well, I was catching up with Game of Thrones. I had to see the last season, and now I'm on episode one. Don't tell me
of
anything.
Of the final season?
Yeah.
That's all right. There's only been like three or four.
So my friend Natalie Emmanuel, who's in the show, she just texted me right now with a picture. I was like, oh my God. It's so cool to like know somebody on the show when you're a big fan, and she loves Orange is the New Black. So we tell each other
cool.
secrets.
It's a really cool cast right there. They're all really nice too.
Yeah.
Dream collaboration.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Why? Well, it would be Amy Winehouse, but someone alive, Sade.
I like both, right? Both those choices. Both those choices are dope. Biggest pet peeve?
You know what? I have, when people like hate on you, I don't know, like when you're just trying to do you and people are just hating on you
for no reason.
That's a those trolls.
Right,
are my pet peeves.
Yes.
It's just like, let me live.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, go find something to do. What would your last meal be?
Udon noodle soup. I know it's weird.
That was a quick answer.
I love it
I'm
so
down
much.
With some udon noodle soup.
Oh, I love it
but
so
I,
much.
When they throw chicken in there and the whole thing.
Oh, I know how to make the spicy shrimp.
Ooh, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I make it myself.
Oh, you make it yourself?
Yes. Yes,
udon,
I loved
that's our
it
first
so much.
Udon noodle.
By the way, I think that's our first soup.
Yeah, that's right. That's our first soup. But I'm not mad at that answer.
You know
be
what?
Nice and warm before.
Yeah. Before you're really warm.
You get electrocuted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
udon
nice.
Udon noodle soup. I love that answer.
I just watched that movie, too, with the... Ted Bundy.
Oh, okay.
On Netflix.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Is it the one with
Zac Efron? It just hit Netflix.
I highly recommend it. Yo,
okay.
You think that it would be very violent, but it's really not, it's not
more
about
psychological?
That. It's more psychological. Ooh, for
okay.
the smart people.
Okay.
Did you watch the Ted Bundy tapes?
You know what? I'm gonna watch it now. I didn't watch the tapes. He
Were
freaks
they good?
Me
it's
out.
It's a little slow in the beginning, but it really gets interesting.
And it gets interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to watch
I've got
that.
Homework. Meanwhile, listen to Melly 16 on iHeartRadio or wherever you stream music. You can also follow her on Instagram at Jackie Cruz. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Right on.
Go. On with Mario Lopez.